Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, I'm Sherrod Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. Dodge Dolan, he's the Chief Investment Officer and Land Infused Capital Managers in New York.
Good morning, Dodge. What's the short-term outlook for both oil and the dollar in the wake of more damage from Tropical Storm Harvey?
Good morning. With regard to oil production, yes, it's been hammered by the storm, but demand for oil is being more hammered. Some of the destruction with oil can be covered by the shale oil boom. Yes, they're undergoing some negativity right now, but shale oil has lifted production so high that the country is brimming with enough crude to soften the blow from Harvey. The storm has hurt demand for oil products. That's really going to cause the cost of oil to go down, price of oil to go down. There's less appetite for cars, diesel, trucks, and jet fuel at airports. The eventual hit to the U.S. oil demand will ultimately be larger than the impact on supply. With regard to the U.S. dollar, it is under questioning now. If you are a global asset allocator, the status of the U.S. dollar is really being questioned. You take a look at Trump not giving details on the tax reform and the infrastructure spending. Those are his two biggest campaign pledges. There's some doubt. There's some questioning about what's going to happen. So, and then you look at Europe, the positive economic data that's coming out, including the release of better-than-expected purchasing managers index last Wednesday and large current account surplus. It gives strength to the euro, so there is a lot of demand for the euro now. The problem will be the strength may hurt because as the euro gets stronger against the dollar, the European products become more expensive, which could impact European exports. So for now, U.S. dollar remains under some weakness. But ultimately, I think that the U.S. dollar will come back relative to the euro.
Do you think that Harvey will have a negative impact on the U.S. GDP moving forward, or will it be positive?
Well, with all due respect to the personal destruction that has gone on, and just looking at it from a purely economic point of view, short-term, yes, but longer-term, because there is going to have to be a lot of rebuilding, and there will be more infrastructure required, more spending. It probably will result in less resistance to our debt extension. So ultimately, I think it will be positive. And, you know, it's unfortunate that there's this connection, but you asked a very specific question, and with regard to the answer, yes, it will have some positive impact on our economy going forward due to the necessity for rebuilding.
Now, investors have sought out havens boosting assets such as Japanese yen, gold, U.S. treasuries, especially after the North Korean missile firing over Japan. Dodge, what is your short and long-term view on the impact of the missile test?
Well, short-term, I think there will be a rally. I don't think it will be sustainable. But what we're going to see is that what has happened so far will not result in an immediate negative response. So I think there'll be a short-term rally. But longer-term, we really have to be very careful. There's a real negative possibility here. Sanctions, which have been used so far in order to avoid military confrontation, sanctions can be carried too far. I mean, you take a look at the oil sanction that led to the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor some time ago. So sanctions are not will work, but not work beyond a point. Also, there's an increasing possibility of technical error. which would give an opportunity to a very negative surprise from some of these missile tests that are going on. Also, you want you take a look at China. China wants to have North Korea strong to play a strong position within Asia, and that's going to there's going to be a serious doubt as to whether that can continue with regard to what's happening at the UN. So, longer term, I think there's a lot of negativity that's going to have to be worked through. It can be worked through if the world works together, but the onus, the weight is now on the world to come together.
Dodge, Uber has a new CEO. He has a couple of issues to grapple with, which include the still unscheduled IPO, persistent losses at Uber, trade secret suits filed by Alphabet, and also the tarnished brand name of Uber and very low morale. How do you think he will fare, given that he was not one of the initial favorites for this role? He was a compromise candidate.
Yeah, and don't forget that our Justice Department has taken preliminary steps today or yesterday to investigate whether managers at Uber have violated U.S. law against foreign bribery, which bans the use of bribes to foreign officials to get or keep business. Now, it's not clear whether it's one country or a whole bunch of multiple countries, but that's you just add that to it. He faces a very big upside challenge. The best what Dara should do is to come out swinging very strong, being full disclosure, trying to get into the trade secrets, try to restore the brand, try to talk to the... There are so many things he has to do. If he can do that and be full disclosure, he doesn't have to be perfect. He just has to be open. And if he makes a misstep, he just has to say, yes, I made a misstep, and move on and try to do the right thing. But the onus is on him. It's a very big challenge. But if he can do that, he'll at least stop the negative flow of information, news, et cetera. And once you stop that, then you can have a road to going forward on the more positive side. But it's up to him to stop the negative news and start on the road back.
Thank you for your insights, Dodge. That was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer, Lando & Fuest, Capital Managers, New York.
We'll be back with more business news and analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.